Well, Bill's made it clear nothing's going to be decided or at least announced until Sunday anyway, so we don't get into that. But just talk about the confidence you have when you came in on Sunday and what it meant for you.
I felt good. Like I said, after the game, it's about preparation. I get my confidence from how hard I prepare, and it's going to be the same this week. I prepare for whichever way we go. You know what I mean? Prepare like the starter regardless.
You feel like you're happy with the results you got when you went in there in the fourth quarter?
I don't think you could ever be happy when you get a loss. You know, I played decent. There's still things. I mean, miss the easy one at the end. Like, that's the things you don't want to do. So, just got to get better.
Did you have any heads up that the change was going to be made, or was it just?
I was told right before. I was told right before. He said, I'm going to go with you. I'll finish the game off, and I warmed up and got ready to go.
How different is that from opposed to knowing you're starting and doing all going through the pregame as the starter and then having to go boom on the sidelines and on the field?
I mean, this league, anything can happen in one play. I mean, that's the role of a backup quarterback. Like, the complexion of the game can change in one play. So you got to be, like I said, prepared, knowing what's going on.
Regardless of whatever happens this Sunday, how much has it helped that you've already gotten out there? You've already had some plays, you've already experienced success, that kind of stuff.
It helps. It got my feet wet, got in the speed of the game, so I kind of, you know, got up to speed. So if I play Sunday at all, then, you know, I'll feel confident.
That has to be a positive that you're not going out, if you go Sunday, that you're not going out there cold, that you've got plays under your belt.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can get out there and play in a full speed live game, it's not preseason or practice, it's going to help you.
We asked Brian this question, whether whoever's out there, if Dwayne is limited or can't go, they have to, as Bill O'Brien said, they have to mix and match in the O-line. What are your thoughts about that there?
Yeah, I mean, our mentality is the next man up. Like, every week you're not going to have everybody at their position most of the time. It's the NFL. Like, people get hurt, you know. So it's probable, questionable, whatever. You got to be flexible and be able to change the lineup whichever way it needs to go.
Receiving core this year. What did you think about how they performed in the first game?
You know, getting on the ball, they played well. We got to get on the ball more and just let them make plays. We got three really good playmakers, veteran guys. So anytime we can get them the ball and let them do what they do.
Hey, Ryan, how nice is it to have Hopkins and just be able to go for him time and time and time again?
Yeah, it's like he's like Spider-Man. He throws the ball and it sticks to his hand. So anytime you got a guy like that, you feel confident. You feel good about it.
It's week two. How important is stability in the quarterback position with guys in this locker room, you know, knowing who their guy is?
It's early, and I think, you know, the way we did camp and the way we did OTAs where we split up reps and, you know, went with the ones and with the twos, whatever it was, it's the guys know how we are and know how we perform and what to expect. So,
does that rhythm help you in terms of you just approach it the same way? Does that rhythm help you? You approach it the same way?
I've learned at a young age in this league, you got to prepare you know, as the starter, regardless of your two to three, it can change, you know, with one play. Something can happen, and you got to be ready to go.
Brian, how do you stay ready on the sideline? I mean, I know it sounds like someone might.
I mean, I play the game on the sideline in my head, and I look for stuff, and, like, I look for maybe tendencies that they're trying to break and try to help Brian. Like, you know, last week, if I saw something, maybe just make a suggestion or, you know, something like that.
What about physically getting loosened up to actually go out there?
You just got to stay flexible, man. You got to stretch a little bit in between series, warm up. And
you basically had one defensive series to just kind of get the arm loose and all of that, right?
I mean, I got to keep that wing loose now, so I got to throw in between series, help, you know, warm up with Brian, make sure he's loose. So,
what did it mean to you in that fourth quarter when you came out, you let him do the touchdown and one of the first guys out? What did it mean to you when you led the team to the touchdown in the fourth quarter? And Brian
scored points.
Well, Brian was the first one out to shake your hand.
We're teammates. We've known each other for like 5 years now. We were neighbors in New England, so it's like it's not like it's something new. We know each other, and you know, I'll be the first one to congratulate him. That's just our relationship. It's a great relationship. It's a great room. Him, Tommy Savage, and Zach. We brought Zach in, so it's a good room.
Hey, were you not taking those reps in practice? Are you still taking the mental reps with
them? Yeah, I play anytime I'm out there and it's live football going on. I'm taking reps in my head to be ready for whatever situation.
Very talented defense y'all are facing, getting pressure on there. When you're on the sideline, when you got ready to come in, was it a key point to just be very decisive and get the ball out quick?
I mean, that's part of this game is you got to get the ball. You can't just sit back there and hold the ball. There's a lot of great guys that defensive linebackers in here that they're in the NFL for a reason, so you're not going to stand back there and just get drilled.